So here's something that keeps coming to my mind. Like I say, when you really get serious about listening to the Holy Spirit, you get these downloads, and if I don't speak about it, it'll just keep coming to my mind. So I'm going to speak about it. Maybe somebody needs to hear it, you know. The download that I get, and I know that sounds, people say, well, I don't like when you say download. Well, it is a download. It's a revelation. It's something that you have to digest, you know, spiritually digest it. Eat it, drink it spiritually. And so the download that keeps coming to my mind to pass on is this. Somebody needs to hear it because it keeps coming to my mind. I know it, but why does it keep showing up? It has to be for somebody. Think about it. What if, you know, the Bible's very clear, we'll be judged for things done in the body, but what if God allows us to see that your sin that you committed, how it affected other people, how it affected their life, how it affected them for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, how it, your sin might affect somebody and put them on a different path, and it might affect them in a bad way that lasts 30 years, you know? A person's, let's say somebody's speeding all the time, they have a wreck, and somebody gets paralyzed because they were speeding. Or you're inviting somebody to go get drunk. You invited them to go get drunk at a bar when you're a young college student, and they go get drunk and they have a car wreck because you invite them to get drunk. What if he shows up? Will that happen? The sin, how it affects other people. You understand what I'm saying? Will that be revealed to us? That's the question. Will it be revealed how our sin affects other people and how it affected them in this life, you know? I don't know. I can't think of a verse. I've studied the Bible a long time and meditated on it a long time. I can't think of a verse about that. But you will be judged for things done in the body. I think I watched a movie one time where the things that somebody did and how it affected other people, they were able to see it. I can't remember the name of the movie or the scene or the actors even. But if you think about it, even if he doesn't show us, but I think he will. I think you'll know. I don't even think it'll be even a big deal. You'll as soon as you get your new body, you head to the Bema seat of Christ and you're judged for things done in the body, and you can't say, no, Lord, I didn't do that, or my motive wasn't right, because it could be a heart condition, you know. It might not even be an actual physical sin, but just your heart condition. It could be an attitude towards somebody, and somebody is offended because you've got this bitter, prejudice, whatever attitude towards them, you know. So the question is, will we be shown how our sin affected somebody else or other people? Because I've heard a preacher say this, and I've heard a lot of people say this over the years, that they almost died and their whole life flashed before their eyes in an instant. They saw their whole life in like a split second. So my conclusion is, your whole life will be flashed before your eyes and you might see how your sin affected other people. Like a ripple effect, you know. And it might have been a time travel movie that I was watching where people could go back and see how by them time traveling it caused a ripple effect, you know. Long story short, how does our sin affect other people? How does your sin affect somebody else? Whether it's your children, whether it's your neighbors, whether it's a coworker, whether it's some stranger, you'll never know unless God reveals it to you, you know. And how does their sin affect you, you know? They'll never know unless God reveals it to them. How did their sin affect you? The way you were raised, who you were married to, how did their sin affect you? That thought just keeps hitting me for some reason. And so I'm just throwing it out there. Whether he shows us or not, it's something to think about to keep you from, because you don't want to be responsible for somebody else jumping off a bridge or becoming an alcoholic or getting depressed or whatever. You don't want to be the one responsible for that. And they couldn't blame it on you, I guess, but it could be the straw that broke the camel's back, you know? Anyway, that's just a thought.